Ollie, I'm interested in what are you getting from feedback from the players maybe between the difference between Division One and the Premiership? You know, when you're analysing games with them, and what stands out as you've moved up a level?
Well, I mean, maybe you could, well, Conor, you could ask as a player, but certainly I've been stuck in both divisions over the last 11 years. I spent 3 years in the first division, including last year in Galway. If you're not right on a day, not just from the five games here, but from my experience there and Conor's experience with a number of sides in the Premier Division, in particular Cork, if you're not right on the day, you get nothing. You know, maybe in the first division, while we were very good last year, there was a couple of games, probably I remember being away to Bray, where we went down to 10 men. We didn't play well, but we got a draw. You know, if you don't play well, regardless of how many players you have on the pitch in this division, you get nothing out of it, if that makes sense. You know, I think positively for us, I think we've been very good defensively. We've coughed up very few chances, and you know, that side of it, I think we've been equally as good maybe that way as we were in the first division last year. But look, the standard, the pace of it, the whole full-time nature, every team in this division is full-time. It's if you don't play well on the day, you get nothing. And you know, I think everyone in that changing room, in particular Conor, knows that that's the case, and there's nobody under any illusions that if we don't play well, we get anything out of the game. That won't happen.
Conor, just to carry on from that, but the 2-1-0 defeats home to Pats and away to Shelburne, very tight games, but the early concession of a goal and then the way they were able to play and manage what they had, that is a challenge. It's breaking down these defences because, as Ollie says, they're, you know, they're full-timers and they're maybe just a wee bit more switched on.
Yeah, well, look, a lot of them teams have been playing in the Premier Division for a long time now. A lot of the players are a lot more experienced than, say, for example, our starting 11. We have a lot of players that haven't played in the Premier Division previous to the start of the season. So a lot of that is taken into consideration there as well. But that's up to us, for the more experienced players, for the experienced management team, to try to breed that into our team. And I think the last day we didn't cough up too many opportunities, which was good. And even in Shelburne, I know they got a goal against the run of play. But so that's really important for us, you know, to stay concentrated. That's a big difference. It's a big step going from the first division to the Premier Division, because you don't get away with them sort of chances. So I would say, like, that's the real difference there.
You spent some time, you were with Shamrock Rovers, so does that play into it at all for you on Friday night, or is it, you know, do you switch that out, or do you have an understanding of their mentality that you can pass on to other players in the team about how hard they go at it?
Yeah, look, I know what it's like to be a Shamrock Rovers player, a successful one. When I first came back to the league, back in 2011, a long time ago now. So, look, it's a great club. It always has been. They've won a lot of trophies, and everyone that's playing there enjoys playing for them. So I know how it feels like to play for them. I know what it's like to play against them. It's always tough, never easy games. The mentality, and even the passion of their fans as well. So it is going to be really, really tough. I know that for sure, but hopefully that we'll have a good week training, we'll be well prepared for them. We'll have watched their strengths and their weaknesses, and hopefully going on Friday night that we can come out with a positive result.
Ollie, I'll come back to you saying that it's a huge weekend for sport in Galway. I mean, and you're at the start of it, and there should be a big crowd there. That must give everybody a lift, players, management, that there is this buzz around now. It's different gravy.
Yeah, I mean,
and you've got two big GAA games the following
on
day.
Saturday.
It's going to be huge on
Yeah,
Friday.
like I mean, on Friday night gone against Rada, I mean, it was only really at the end of the game I saw the extent of the crowd that was there. I don't really take, you know, much heed of that prior to the game, but at the end of the game, you saw that you virtually a full house there, and that was for Drogheda, which was mighty. But we need that to continue, and obviously we need to get results for that to continue as well. There's no one under any illusions on that. I think the best part of that, our support in my time in the last whatever 15 months, was when we went behind in games, the supporters stuck with us and backed us and got us over the line. And that was something that I always tried to instill wherever I was. And I know John has done it here before my time and during our time together. But we need that to continue, and we need them, should we go a goal down, to drive us on. I mean, at the end of the game there with the set pieces and that against Drogheda, they were nearly willing the ball to go in, you know, over the line, if you like, in that case. But we need that, and we realise we need results as well to keep that interest going. But the new generation there that have bought into it, they've had a good year last year where we won more games than we lost. Obviously, we're not going to win as many games this year, quite realistic about it, but we need them, you know, to back us, to back the players in particular. As Connor says, a lot of players that didn't play in the Premier Division. Connor has played most of his career in that division. But also, you know, to make it maybe more difficult for opposition teams for decision making and stuff like that. And it's been very, very good so far, and long may that continue.
Connor, final one from me. When you start on Friday night, what are you looking for from Galway United? What do you have to be at immediately in this type of game, this type of atmosphere? It's on television, which might add a little bit more to it as well. And it's going to be a packed crowd. If you're out in the middle, what are you looking for? What do you say to yourself? Yeah, we're on this. We need to lift this or whatever. What's going to be going through your head?
Well, look, you have to be mentally ready, mentally prepared leading up to the game. So starting from last Friday after the final whistle, you had to be physically ready. You know, you had to recover properly. We've obviously been in the last few days now, you know, to work and to lead up to this game. So we know Friday night there's going to be a massive crowd there again. The fans have been unbelievable for us this year. They've pushed us right on when we went behind and stayed with us when we were losing, which is massive. You have to be at it from the very off, the first whistle to the last whistle. You can't take your mind off it. You have to be concentrated the full 90, could be 6-7 minutes, whatever it is. Especially when you're playing against a top quality team. From that aspect, you have to be determined. You have to go into the game knowing that you can win it, which you can. But most importantly then, to not give away too many sloppy chances. So look, going back to the start there, that you have to be really ready and concentrated for the game, not give up too many chances.